It's on.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order of the Medina Township Trustees. It's a regular scheduled meeting for September 3rd of 2020. The time now is 7:01 p.m. May I please have a roll call?
Mike Stoppa.
Here.
Mark Raddis.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
Here.
Would you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans who are appearing abroad, as well as our first responders, our nurses, and our doctors? Thank you. First up on our agenda is approval of payroll. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll check date 9-4 of 2020. Total amount is going to be $40,021.93, with $9,196.93 in deductions, withholdings, and incorporate this two-page document.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Next up on the agenda is site plans. This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a portico sign for Oswald Insurance Benefits located at 5,000 Foot Road, not to exceed 9.72 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
It's just that one. Next up is approval of supplemental appropriations. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve of supplemental appropriations dated 9-3 of 2020 and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Next up is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any tonight?
Not right now.
Mark, do you have any?
I do. I'd like to make a motion to approve a training request. The vendor is Opata in Richfield. It's for Ohio Public Records class. The cost is $150. The date is 11/18/20 to send Sherry Mangel, Yvonne Rodman Zapata, and Sue Galaska to a class to ensure compliance with Ohio's record laws.
Second.
Any discussion?
Chief, anything you want to add about that course?
No, sir.
Okay.
Roll call, please.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
All right. Next up is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 8/21 of 2020 to 9/3 of 2020. Starting with check number, electronic check number 52-2020. And ending with electronic check number 54-2020. And then starting with check bank number 30869 and ending in 30992 for the check number, and incorporate this one-page document as presented. And the total amount is $70,815.32.
Second. Second.
Discussion. Biggest cost on there again is Medina Hospital, it's about $26,000. Roll call.
Mick Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Travis.
Aye.
Next up is appropriation status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriation status dated 9/3/2020 and incorporate this 12-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mick Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Travis.
Aye.
Next up is approval of bank reconciliation for July. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve bank reconciliation dated 7/31/2020 and incorporate this three-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mick Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Travis.
Aye.
Next up is approval of revenue status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve revenue status fund dated 7/31/2020 and incorporate this six-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mick Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Travis.
Aye.
Next up is fund status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve fund status dated 7/31/2020 and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mick Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Travis.
Aye.
Next up is credit card attestation. I'm Mike Stoppa, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code at its meeting on September 3rd, 2020, the board reviewed the credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates August 2nd of 2020 through September 1st of 2020 as provided by the fiscal officer. And the credit cards and accounts are Amazon, E&amp;H Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples, Tractor Supply, and Walmart. Next up is department head reports. I'd like to thank the department heads for coming in tonight. It's good to see your faces for a change. Elaine, we'll start with you tonight.
Okay, well, you and I have been talking about this, but it's Halloween Spirit is asking again. I received a call if they could get a trustee approval to come in from September till November 10th. Last year, you guys approved it, so they didn't have to go through the zoning commission. They're only temporary for a couple months, just for Halloween. And it would be for the site and then also the wall sign, which they used last year, and the sign that's on the ID out by the intersection. So, three of you. They are going to be out, she said, November 10th because Zaremba feels that they're going to have somebody else going into that space permanently.
Right, and the space we're looking at is the old MC Sports, correct?
Yes, same location as last year. So then I can just write the permits. They'll be like the temporary permits.
I'm good, like we did last year.
You fine with that too, Mark?
Is that a good?
Yeah, we'll make a motion though and get all legal and everything. This time I'd like to make a motion to allow Halloween Spirit a temporary permit for their site, wall sign, and ID sign at the road between the dates of September 1st of 2020 through November 10th of 2020, and they will be going into the old MC Sporting Goods store and Grande Shops.
Second.
Discussion on this? Roll call.
Mark Stolpa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
And if you want to reach out to them and tell them that they're good?
Yes, she will definitely appreciate it, because they want to start getting their stuff in there. So a couple of things that are happening still in the township is the farmer's market. I was talking to Nancy today, and it's still going to be going on till it's at the VFW behind there, until October 31st.
Okay.
Afterwards, she's thinking about possibly having an indoor winter market, something that they're kind of kicking around. But she said, yeah, they're doing really well, and she just said, put the word out. So that's one thing. And another thing, I don't know if anybody's noticed at Lampier's Landscaping, the sunflowers.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in the news or whatever. No appointment needed. Just something really, really cool from Medina Township. I talked to Corey the other day. He called me and said he's going to do it as a regular thing. He's going to plant it again next year. And he said his wife planted sunflowers, so that's what got it kick-started. But I think it looks awesome.
Yeah, it does.
And he said people are coming from everywhere, just coming to see it. So I think it's a good thing.
Yep.
For the community. So this summer alone, I wrote 25 pool permits. They were going like hotcakes this year. And not the little cheapy ones either. And I did 14 house permits as well. So I tell you what, people are home and they are just finding decks and sheds. And I have a lot of greenhouses that are going up. Agricultural greenhouses. So it's all good. I think people have kept busy. They've kept me busy. I tell you that. We have a list of new businesses. Palmer Engineering came in on Victor Drive, Sunoco. He's a new owner. His name's Nick. And I talk to him every once in a while. Surge came in. They're a job placement company. Medina Sports and Family Chiropractic. They're on Stonegate. The Greensmith is not in yet. Garden Center, they're going to be at where Bass Jewelers used to be. And that's on Pearl Road. Medina County Republican Party came in on Medina Road. We also have Mod Wash Car Wash and Slim Chicken is coming in. And that's across from Walmart. So they just came through all their variances, what they needed. So you'll be seeing them. I'm working with them. They're going to be coming in. Also, you might be aware, Sir Troy's Troy's Toy Kingdom was supposed to be out at Plaza 71. Now they're moving into instead to Pier 1, since they're going out. So that's a new location. I think they'll do really well. But they want to get in before Christmas.
Well, that's where they wanted to be all along.
Right. What else? I'm working with the Masonic on Nettleton Road. They're wanting to do a little bit, some things different with their assisted living spaces. So I have a meeting with them on September 9th. We're going to go over site plans and stuff. So I'll keep you up to date on that. I've been working on HOA subdivision lists, just kind of tidying up things.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Chief Painter?
Probably just two items. We have had for the last several weeks, so like a strategic planning for the fire department. Mark's been sitting in on it. They haven't been regular. Nothing definitive has come out, but there's a lot of discussion on different items. And then second thing, they have contract with the Ohio Fire Chiefs due to the testing and board review for my position. It looks like they're going to be testing the first week or so in January. There's three internal candidates. I believe they're looking at two external candidates to be bringing in, and the chiefs will do that. From there.
Okay.
And I'm somewhere between the 18th and 26th of December, I'm done. 26th is my official last day, but I've got some vacation burn up, so I'll be out before Christmas.
Okay.
Congratulations.
I'm not sure. Thanks. I'm not sure who they're going to put in. So
right. There'll be somebody probably an interim basis.
Yeah, they may rotate it. I'm not quite sure what they're going to do yet.
Okay.
Make a decision.
Thank you, Chief. Chief Colonius?
I guess most recently,
Yesterday, we responded to an injury crash right up here at Fenn and Huffman. And in directing traffic during that crash, one of the police officers of the township was struck by southbound motor vehicle. Southbound on Huffman. He's okay. He's got a minor ankle injury, and he said he's pretty sore. So, but we expect him back to work pretty soon. Very lucky. And as submitted to the board already in the department head reports, we responded to just over 1,100 calls for services, which is relatively consistent. During the depths of COVID, we were just under 1,000. Pretty consistently in the 1,000 to 1,200 range every month.
Thank you, Chief.
Sure.
Denny?
Boot drive is underway. We started that this week. Got all the material in there, most of it, if you need. Moving along on that, hopefully the weather holds up. Cemetery got paved this week. So we've got some touch up to do there, and we're going to start going through drainage along the edge and try to get the water holes drained out. Pretty much everything else that can do it.
All right. Thank you, Denny.
Yep.
Next up is new business, approval of previous minutes. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the August 6th, 2020 regular trustee meeting, which all three trustees were in attendance.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Mark Raddatz.
Aye.
Aye.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the August 20th, 2020 regular trustee meeting, which all three trustees were in attendance at that meeting.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddatz.
Aye.
Next up is department reports. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve July department reports, which include fire, police, zoning, and the service department. And please let it be noted that the fire, police, and zoning are double-sided.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Mark Raddatz.
Aye.
Aye.
Next up is to amend the certificate request. This time I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution number 09032020-028 to request an amended certificate of estimated resources from the county auditor to increase fund 2272 by $39,165.33. This is for the CARES Act funds to be received by Medina Township as a coronavirus relief fund recipient. The total additional $39,165.33 will be appropriated to be spent for the relief fund COVID-19 related expenses.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Aye.
So the public knows we received another $39,000 on top of our additional $77,000 that we originally received, I think, $73,000 for the COVID relief X fund.
So they're meeting, the budget commission is meeting on the 18th?
I believe so, I think that's what it said.
So we should have the new certificate. Usually they get it out to us that next week, and that's when we can actually...
So about the middle of the week, next, the 23rd or so? Okay. Next up is the fire contract discussion. I put this on the agenda just to kind of see where we're at in regards to, you know, Mark, you've been going to meetings with the city in regards to, you know, looking at possibly stuff with the new contract and that. I kind of wanted to bring this up to see where the other two, you both were in regards to this. I'd like to send out a letter to the city stating what we'd like to see in the contract for Medina Township, and see if they'll be willing to give us a price as to what it would cost us. And then also, I've had discussion with Brunswick Hills Fire Chief. I'd also like to send out a letter to Brunswick Hills and see what, if they're willing to put in a formal proposal then too for fire service in the township. But I fear we get some things down on the paper as to what we're looking for. We'll send out both letters at the same time. It'll kind of be, you know, the exact same thing as to what we're looking for our fire coverage here. So there's a couple things I had in regards to it was increasing our staffing, looking at, you know, possibly two people during the day dedicated to the township, and then add additional person at night to have three people and do a 24-hour, seven-day-a-week coverage. Not making them full-time, making, you know, still part-time, you know, firemen, but increasing our coverage and, you know, staffing it that way versus having, you know, a couple guys in the city, a couple guys in Montville, and then having to cover us, where we just have dedicated people here that can work on stuff that kind of needs to get done in the township, you know, throughout the day is some of my thing. A little bit more, I guess you'd say, authority over how our vehicles are maintained in regards to, you know, having whoever does the service say, hey, this truck's ready for, you know, oil change or whatever. We use Danny like we've been in the past to kind of go through Williams or whoever, you know, we decided to use at the time, just so we kind of have an idea as to where our vehicles are. I've talked to Chief, we're going to start sometime this month, sending out the vehicles to get an independent test done on them to see where they're at, you know, in the 3 years that we have the city use them and that, just to kind of give us a baseline as to where we're at with the vehicles and that too. So those are a couple things I had. I don't know what you guys, you know, or I guess we'll start with you, Chuck, in regards to some of the things you want to see.
Well, I mean, you're talking about, you know, having coverage for two people versus full-time and all that. I'd still like to have just the price for like what we're getting right now.
Okay, I agree.
We have to have a baseline.
Okay.
You know, just the way we can kind of go along with that. It's fine to look at some other options, but, you know, first and foremost, you always start with what you know, and then we go from there. Also, in the contract, when I was reading it, it says in here too, the city will furnish to the township a 5-year non-binding plan outlining the Medina Fire Department would like to accomplish in regards to personnel, equipment, and facilities. Have they ever done that?
I do not believe we have. No, I don't think they have.
All right, because that's like in the contract, so that would be something good to look at too.
It's been in the contract, nobody's requested it, because basically, even with Montville, there's just not been funding to do anything else, so we never pursued it.
Yeah, it's a non-binding plan or anything like that, so it's just kind of good just to see what's going on. And, you know, even when I was talking with a couple of firemen here, you know, I did notice that, you know, they were telling me some of these trucks are 20-plus years old, and, you know, so maybe, you know, when it's talking about equipment and everything else like in there, just kind of having a, I don't know what you want to call it, like a lifeline of where our equipment is, and, you know, because we do know stuff goes bad, and obviously when that does, there's going to be an investment in that. So those are the things I would just look at. You know, I agree with, you know, keeping track of our equipment. I don't think we have to do it like all the time, but it's always good just to have a checkup, just like a doctor's appointment, just to see how it's going. And that's what I would have right now.
I think it's going to be important to have the two prices because, you know, one is a wish list if the levy passes. The other one is, you know, what do we do if it doesn't?
Okay.
So, you know, maybe both will bid on both options. Maybe one will, you know, opt to do one, not the other. So I agree, but I agree looking for more staffing.
Okay.
You know, and maybe planning it out for 5 years or maybe a little longer of a contract too. Maybe more specifics on, you know, there is no language in this current contract about where the staffing will be, how many, and, you know, we went into this contract thinking we were going to have three at our station. Budget didn't allow for that, so we have two for 8 hours during the day. So the rest of the day, we have nobody in the township covering.
Okay.
So just be more specific in the language of, you know, where people are going to be and what hours they will cover.
Anything else to think of? I know you've been sitting in on these meetings and that, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's a slow-moving train.
Uh-huh.
You know, we brought it to their attention, and Bonneville agrees they'd like to see increased staffing. I think the city would like to see increased staffing, but their funding's different, totally different than ours.
Uh-huh.
They're income tax-based. They have to go through council to approve, so. I think we have to get this request to them to see if there's even any interest in bidding on a contract.
Okay.
with more staffing.
Okay.
They say anything about just even giving us a regular price yet, you know, for like where we're at?
Well, I think it's going to dictate, the price will dictate what Montville, the city, and us request. It's not going to be I don't know, Chief, what's your feeling? We just want something that doesn't seem like, you know, it has to be all three entities or nothing.
Yeah, it's just kind of hard to provide one type of service for one district and a different type for another community.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just going off of staying the same. I mean, Montville hasn't, you know, really said too much. I mean, obviously, everybody would always like more coverage.
Right.
But we're also doing, you know, from the general consensus, we're doing pretty good as we are right now. You know, it's September. You know, we don't got a lot of time here. I would like to at least have a baseline to go off of, and then we could start asking for the candy on top, but at least we have the baseline to go to, you know?
Well, I think that, yeah, I think it's fair to ask them for a contract,
yeah,
if everything stays the same. But like I said, I think it's making a statement going to our voters saying, is the same okay?
You know, right, and I don't mind that at all if that's what you want to do with that. Again, I'm just saying we've had plenty of time to get that first initial price. We can always add on the services from there. It's kind of like going shopping. You just throw stuff in the cart, you gotta find out the price. I understand that. But again, you know, just to have that first initial baseline, we know what we've been doing it for 3 years. We know where we're at. We've talked, you know, he said kind of guesstimated between $10,000-$15,000 more in addition. I just like to get that in writing, you know.
Like I said, I wanted to see where you guys were at. I'm gonna draw up a letter in that. I'll have sitting on the back once it's drawn up for you guys to look over it, approve it, sign off on it, and then we'll send it out to both entities and kind of go from there.
Yeah, I have absolutely no problem with it.
I wanted to kind of see what we wanted to put in it, if there was, you know, extra things we wanted, or, you know, and, you know, go from there.
With Brunswick Hills, I believe they are 24/7 now, correct?
Correct.
They run two EMS.
Yes. That would be my question. Would they be running EMS?
No, it'd strictly be for fire.
Yeah, because
LST. We still have a contract with LST.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed with that. It would just be for our fire service again. And that's the way the contract, you know, has read for with the city and that too, so. Anything else on that discussion before I go on? Next up is disposal of the service department old credit cards. Angela, we need a motion pretty much to get rid of these. So Denny, you got your new cards?
Yeah,
or
Nick's got all the old ones.
Okay, you guys are good with all yours, your Voyager cards? Denny?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Chief, have you picked up yours yet?
I have them and they're about half distributed.
Okay, once yours are done, let us know that they all work and then we'll have that put on the agenda too for yours. But we'll
we don't generally, usually when we just shred the cards.
I know. I don't know how we did it, and Nick didn't. So we figured we just put it on this way. There's a motion that says, "Hey, the old cards have been destroyed, and the new cards are now in service." So this time, I'd like to make a motion to allow Nick Dominguez to destroy the old credit cards, the Voyager cards, for the service department.
Second.
Roll call.
Nick Stoppa.
Aye.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
And the reason I did that too, Angela, is because anytime we have any township equipment or whatever, we have to make a motion anyways and destroy it, so I figure it's kind of still the same as equipment, even though their credit cards that no longer exist. You guys have anything you want discussed before we go to public comment? Or you want to do it after public comment? I have a couple things that were on my...
I've got one letter I'd like to share. We had a letter submitted by one of our residents, Michael Sidman. He was in a bicycle accident on August 14th behind Walmart on Jefferson and Ledgewood, and he wanted to express his appreciation of a Medina City resident, Shantae Blackman of North Jefferson, for stopping and being a good Samaritan. She was the first person to check on him and stayed with him, was able to get his phone for him and let him call his wife and let everybody know he was okay. So just wanted to share that bit of good news.
Thank you. Chuck, do you have anything you want to bring up?
No, just I went and checked the cemetery. It looks very nice. I know they still got some drainage things to go, but that's going to be a big help, I think, with going in there during one of the funerals during the winter. It's a swamp out there, so I think that's going to be a really nice asset, just even go visit loved ones and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
I got one more thing.
All right, go ahead, Denny.
The Jersey barriers from Wood Road.
Uh-huh.
Purchase. I'd like permission to put those on GoDeals. I think I'll sell 30 of them. We got 37 of them.
Okay.
Maybe keep 7 around just in case we got to lock something off in an emergency. That way we have them on site. As far as starting the bids, I don't know what you guys want to start the bids at.
How much should we get them for again? Each?
We paid $9,500 to have them put in place, all there put in place. So you're going to take that out of there.
What do they normally cost a piece?
Well, I looked them up to like $1,000 a piece.
What are you thinking of putting on for today? I'm sure you have a number kind of.
I have no idea.
I mean, we put a minimum on, right? And then, you know, we go from there.
I'd put a minimum of $200 a piece at least.
Yeah, but at least.
$400 a piece, maybe. Maybe that. I'd like to sell them all at once, you know.
Right, you can get them all at one time.
One guy. So I'd say maybe $300-$400 a piece, $500 a piece.
What are you thinking, Chuck?
Good for that. Or?
Well, if they don't sell, we can always put them back on lower, right?
We can always put them back on.
Yeah, so let's say go five.
Okay, you know, five. 30 of them at $500.
People seem to be going crazy buying things right now, so
yeah.
What better to get during COVID than some concrete barriers?
So I'm going to put in there that they got to bring the machine to load them. We're not going to touch them.
Okay.
It'll be them loading them, then haul them.
Do you think even, we have 30 of them, even they got two lots? You know, 15? Would that be more susceptible to somebody? You know, other than having to buy 30? Because, I mean, 30 is a lot.
Yeah. I could do two lots of 15.
I mean, still, you know.
Yep.
And if they want both, they can buy both.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll keep seven. I'll keep seven and do one, so.
All right.
You want to make a motion?
You're a professional.
This time I'd like to make a motion to allow Denny Miller to place 30 jersey barriers on GovDeals. Whether they're 30 as a one lot or split the lots, it's 15 and 15, but make the price $500 per jersey barrier.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Gravis.
Aye.
All right. One thing I had was, I know we had the accident, like you mentioned over here, Chuck. I want to see how you guys feel. I'd like to send a letter again to the county asking them to do another study about putting a light up there.
Yeah, because it's a hard hill.
It's the traffic coming down there is just starting to get increased speed. I mean, I go to work in the morning, I got somebody there passing me, and I'm shaking as I'm going past. Just with them driving as fast as they are, my car's shaking with just the wind that they're stirring up. And with everything we see lately, seen an increase in accidents here. I'd like to reach out to them again and have them look at it again and go from there.
Yeah, I mean, we almost had a truck in our town hall here,
right.
So,
all right, I'll have Nick prepare a letter for us to sign, and then we'll send it out to them. All right, that's all I had.
I just have one thing.
Okay.
So we do have to, we're going to have to amend our budget now. for that, the new fund.
Okay.
I've already added the revenue side of it, but I don't think we need to have every line item that you see on the appropriation status report, but I think we need obviously something for supplies, materials, professional technical services. I don't know if you guys want to do that at a meeting or reach out to me separately. We are going to have to approve it by resolution at a meeting. So I would like to get that done.
Before next meeting?
I would like to have it approved at the next meeting because I can't start charging things to that, to those.
How about we just reach out to you separately? Just get it done that way and then we'll have the resolution for.
Yep.
You want like a sit down with chief and get a number, approximate number of what type items? Would that help?
Right now.
I want to be very generic.
Yeah, I mean, we can. Right now, more just the appropriation accounts are important. But yeah, I mean, the more information I can get all the months, it keeps it from having to do the work twice, but.
Okay, all right. You good with that, Chuck?
Yeah, anytime.
Okay. All right. There's nothing else from us. I'd like to make a motion to go into public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
This time we are in public comment. Please raise your hand and state your name for the record, along with your address. Gary?
Gary Vini, 3803 Hamilton Road. On the age of the apparatus, as long as they pass the pump test and are deemed safe, they're fine. Cleveland or Purdue, 2,000 to 4,000 runs a year, keep their apparatus 12 to 15 years. So I highly doubt our apparatus would be up as Cleveland's.
I think it's more, Gary, is really evaluating what we truly need because we have a lot of stock with the city. We, you know, between Medina, Montville, and us, we have a lot of trucks, and do we need them all, I guess, to keep ISO rated.
We always need a spare.
Right, well, but you need one spare, not three, maybe, you know? So it's just evaluating that.
Okay. I thought you wanted to get rid of them because they were old.
No.
Okay. The other thing, I know Brunswick Hill is still doing it, but a few years ago when we first started that committee, Brunswick Hill's, a third of their runs were to Brunswick City. If it wasn't for Brunswick Hill, Brunswick would probably have to put in another company in service because they're there so much. And I don't know if they still are, but they probably are. So if they're going to run our department, I mean, are they going to be in Brunswick City? You know, and the other thing is, if we have a full-time company, aren't we supporting the other entities around us because we have a full-time company? I mean, because they're going to be in other places, in Montville, or Medina, Brunswick City, or even Granger, because we have people and they don't work in. Another factor, it's not fire department related, but we're sort of intertwined with Medina City. You know, as they go, we go. I was never a big Medina City roller-up person, but as time goes on, we should somehow support them. I mean, you know, if they start to go downhill, we're going to go downhill. So that's about all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. Christopher?
There's nobody else's. Bruce Christopher, 4160 Monterey Drive. I have actually a couple of questions here. You're talking about sending this letter out to these other. What is it that you're looking for that we don't have? You know, I mean, you're saying you're going to send this letter out or to the other departments or whatever. What is it that you're actually looking for?
Overnight staffing and dedicated personnel in our township throughout the day.
So you need somebody, you're talking about full-time?
Not full-time employees. Part-time employees staffing 24/7. I think a lot of people move out here from Cuyahoga County, Summit County, and other areas that haven't been here their whole lives that expect and think that we are staffed 24/7 for fire. Because they see, you know, several stations with a lot of expensive equipment, and most people don't know that there's not somebody there to respond. My neighbor had a fire a few years back, and it was at, you know, in the middle of the night, and they were surprised that it took so long. And when I, you know, talked to them later, they didn't know that we didn't have full-time people, full-time staff.
As I've said in the meeting before, our ISO rating, when we were just Medina Township, was a number 5, and that meant we had a 47.23 percentile rating. We were just better than 50% of the country. Now, when we're in with Medina, we're a number 3, meaning that we have a 10.99 percentile rating, almost the top 10% in the country. So I called up the insurance company and said, how would we get to number 1 or number 2? They said, those are for the big cities. You're never going to get there unless you spend tremendous amounts of money. You will never reach it. So here we are, we've improved ourselves significantly, and yet now you're looking for a way to spend more money.
Looking for a way, excuse me though, to better our fire department. To me, if you're paying X amount of dollars for a service, you assume that your fire coverage is what it is. So during the day, you have a certain response time. If your house catches on fire right now at 2 or 3 in the morning, you're not gonna get that same response time. You're not gonna get the same coverage as you do during the day. So the expectation would be to improve our fire department, not lose ISO rating, but to have people dedicated to respond 24/7, 365 on station, as a lot of people expect.
A couple of points there. First of all, I've lived in numerous places around the country. Many of them have had their volunteer fire departments much bigger than this. They weren't 24/7. They had no problems. And so I'm just sitting here. I said, this is my only experience with a fire department. I've lived in different places in Illinois, New Jersey, and the volunteers were fine.
You're talking about,
On a number of occasions, Mark, you said we want more control. Mike, when you came to my house, you said we want more control. So we've improved ourselves, but now you say, well, I got to have more control. I got to have more control.
Can I give you an example of maybe control is not the right word. Maybe it's more of a say. And right now, if we want to increase our staffing, we can ask the city. They could say no. Even if we could afford it, they could say no. So the control would be to say, go to our taxpayers and say, are you willing to pay for 24/7 coverage and have someone on station to respond to any accident, any fire, 24/7, 365? And if they say yes, we would be able to do that. Currently, we can't.
So you're gonna bring in 3 people and that's what you wanna do?
Not 3 people around the clock. Like we were talking maybe 2 during the day. Because again, during the day they would have, Brunswick Hills would be staffing, we would be staffing, it would be similar to what we have now. We would have an immediate response. The city, if we had 2 at our station with their engine, we would have a great response. After hours, if we had 3 people on station, we could send an engine out and call for mutual aid to anyone to the city. The city would come mutual aid, obviously, because we're in with them, and we would have an engine company at the house, hopefully within minutes.
Okay, so you're going to bring in these people mainly what, on the weekends or at night?
Overnight and on weekends.
Okay. Do you know where your coverage was when we had our own fire department on the weekend?
Yeah, it was 8 to 4.
No, I mean, do you want to know how well you were actually covered?
This has nothing to do with what we had.
Oh, believe me. Saturdays.
Well, excuse me, Mr.
Chris.
You asked me a question about what we want to do going forward. Why are you going back?
No, the point is you're representing something like this is going to be an absolute, that if we do this, you're going to be covered. And I'm telling you, these are pulled from the logs, the payment logs for hours.
This is a contract. So we would pay for this contract. We would expect the staffing.
So they're full-time then?
No, they would be part-time. We paid.
They would be volunteer, part-time, however you want to call them.
These were volunteer also, and they didn't show up.
So how's the city? City's the same way right now. They're volunteer.
My point is you're sitting here portraying something like it's going to happen for sure because you're saying, oh, we hired these 3 people, and we know we're going to be covered.
Chief, if we can come to you and say, Chief, we have money that we can pay for 3 guys to staff at night, would you be able to give us 3 guys to staff at night?
In theory, yes. And operationally, we have to figure something out, some way to do that.
But we still have to get permission from city council?
For that?
I mean,
contract's approved by council.
Right, so we still, even if we passed all this and everything, we still have to go through council, and we, there's still a lot that goes into to doing that.
Right, it's just, not that it can't happen, it's just, this is an anomaly, we've always done the district, all three communities, or all two communities for the last 50 years, so it's not something that can't, and Mark and I have talked, not as, that can't be overcome, but it's just, we gotta figure it out.
And if we're the only ones that have a nighttime staff, and Montville has a fire, I would expect these guys to go to Montville too.
It would be a benefit for the other
people. Right, it would, we would benefit other people, which, again, I'm not a bad person or anything, I don't mind that, I just think, you know, as an entity of three, you know, we all kind of be on the same page, right?
Why should we support the other two communities with our money?
It's a good point.
The two generations of council trustees before, that came up, they wanted Montville to pay them, if your guys, what's it called, Montville, so it's already come up, I don't know, 6 years ago or whatever it was.
Going back to this, there was, and I know, Mark, you say, well, I'm going back. I'm giving an example of when people would have thought they had full coverage then, too.
Absolutely, I agree.
Right? There were 4 days in the weekend, there were 4 days, there were no coverage at all, none. These were Saturdays. 9 Sundays, no coverage at all, none.
Over what span? What period of time?
This is a year and a half, but I'm just saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're talking about, you're going to bring some people back in. Which people are you going to bring back in?
It would be either through the city or through Brunswick Hills, whoever wins the contract.
Okay, so you're not going to call anybody from that used to work here?
No. This is to contract with another fire department that is out there currently. This is not, I've said it, this is not
to bring back. Our personal fire department, no. It's to contract with whether city or Brunswick Hills or whoever else.
Someone else wants to bid on it.
I just, you know, again, here we've got better coverage, we haven't had any problems, and we want $1 million, basically. It doesn't make any sense. And if the people that move out here from Cuyahoga County are uncomfortable, I got a suggestion.
Be good.
They can move back.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Mr. Beeny?
Gary Beeny, 3803 Hamilton Road. If you contract with Brunswick Hills, are we done with Medina City?
Are we done with Medina City? Whoever we have a contract with.
So
I don't know what you mean by being done with Medina City.
Well, for the last 2 years, we've been trying to go to like a de facto fire district. Brunswick Hills was never part of it. So if we contract with Brunswick Hills, are we finished with the de facto fire district?
I think it would be the same ability to form. It would be a bigger district. The problem that was found through the study that we had is there's no good way to enter a fire district with the city.
No fire district. There never will be. But we had sort of a de facto fire district called. You know,
yes and no, because with a true fire district, you take the politics out of it.
Right.
In my opinion. There's a lot of politics the way it's set up now.
Right, but it, bottom line, it's sort of operating like one, even though it isn't one. I mean,
you could look at it that way.
Three communities putting in money in the pot to fund the fire department. Mm-hmm. But I'm just, if you go with Brunswick Hills, are we done? Are we in Brunswick, Medina Township, sort of de facto fire district?
Fire district could be formed with whoever would like to join the fire district.
Right.
If it's economically sensible for them to do so.
So if you sign with Brunswick Hill, we're basically done with Medina City and Montville.
Again, if they wanted to look at forming a fire district, they could, you know, and it was sensible, it could happen. Just like it could today.
Right, now, I understand that.
One other question. We're talking about these townships. Mike, when you came to my house, and I want to thank you for dropping that stuff off, you had mentioned that you'd rather have Montville, Medina Township, Brunswick Hills, because we're all townships.
Correct, because everybody lines up better in regards to it. The townships take from a levy or from property taxes, which makes it easier to line up for to create a fire district versus having a city who has an income tax base based on our feasibility study. It's harder to get a district with a city or any cities and townships together to make it very evenly in regards to what you have to go out for, a levy, because a fire district has its own levy, has its own set of committee that runs it, just like a school district. So it's easier for townships to line up to form districts than it is for townships and cities, because most of your townships in this area are pretty much the same population, the same household median, and things like that. Basically, it's either to pass a levy then too, because the levies would be almost identical in the way of what they would bring in money-wise. So yes, with a township, it's easier to form a fire district than it is with a township and cities. If that answers your question.
I hear what you're saying, but to me, you've got Montville up here, mm-hmm. you've got Medina here, you got Medina Township here, and then you got Brunswick down here.
Mm-hmm.
And you mean you want to get rid of this one in the middle so you can have this easier...
No, we wouldn't get rid of anyone, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if everybody can work alongside each other, and that you have mutual aid contracts you send out with everyone, that if somebody has a call here and their station's closer, they respond as the first engine out. You know, I mean, Montville is basically on a border of 18 and us. I mean, we've had in the past, I know Mark doesn't like bringing it, in the past, we've had a fire where it was on the other side of Montville, right across from Nettleton Road. We were at a station doing training that night, and there was a fire. The city has Montville's fire coverage, so the city would be the one responding. Their first engine, because of where it's at, comes out of Route 57, right? Correct, Chief? Technically is where it would come out of. When you have a station right there at Nettleton that could have responded and been the first engine in, maybe had a little bit more of a knockdown of the building or the fire before the next company came in. So it's not getting rid of anyone. It's looking at possibly making it better for all the communities involved going forward, having mutual aid agreements and that, where whoever's the closest station-wise would be the first ones to respond to it.
The bottom line is, this is a step to where we're going to be in 5 years, 10 years. The volunteer, it's hard to find true volunteers anymore. That's why most of these departments around here went to paying. Eventually, it's probably going to be paying full-time people. So how do we align ourselves with an entity that is willing to do that and head in the right direction, and you know, 10 years from now, we're not looking for volunteers to staff our stations like we did in the past, where they weren't as reliable.
I mean, you have Seville, they just hired full-time guys because they couldn't get enough guys to staff their station with their part-timers or volunteers. So they had to go and hire full-time firemen to staff their station and give their coverage area to their residents. Mr. Osman, when he was a trustee, they looked at going into a fire district with the city of Montville, which was, you know, fine. I know there was a lot of backlash in regards to how it was done and everything like that. We're past that. We're looking at going forward and continuing this process as to what makes sense for the entities in Medina County as a whole, not just Medina Township, but we still have to look at Medina Township. What makes sense for our trustees, our residents of the township, in regards to giving them the best fire coverage, the best service for the month, and whether it's contracting with the city again, contracting with Brunswick Hills, contracting with whoever else would like to submit a contract to give us that coverage that the three of us believe our residents deserve for fire service, is what we're looking at. And my thinking is, we need to know where we're at. Our contract's almost up with the city. We need to have a number. I mean, we need to know exactly what it's going to cost going forward if we continue our coverage now, if we can add more coverage to give our residents, what's that going to cost? We need to know numbers. So we're not stuck at the last hour going, well, we couldn't come up with any numbers or this, that, or whatever. All right, we'll just go ahead and sign another three-year contract at what we have now. I don't think that makes sense in regards to giving our community the best coverage going forward. Anyone else?
Pat Brown, 4576 Foot Road. My concern is that with moving forward and the city of Medina not giving you any of the numbers that you've requested, you've already extended the contract 6 months. How much more is the city of Medina going to be screwing with you guys, not giving you the numbers?
They're not screwing. They're sitting down now. They put the committee, somewhat of a smaller committee to kind of look at. I think Montville's feeling the pinch now too. I think the city's feeling the pinch a little bit in regards to what it's going to cost to go forward again. I know Chief's losing money on his budget, so it's a matter of where are we at, where are we going to go, what it's going to cost us, what's going to cost them, what's going to cost Montville, and we just like to see what's out there.
I understand what you're doing with Brunswick Hills and looking forward, as in Mark Reyes says, all right, but how are you going to force Medina to give you
this
numbers?
Say, hey, this is what we're looking for. These are the we'd like to have some numbers in place by, and give them a date, a deadline, and we go from there.
Well, what happens if they don't give you the number?
Apparently they don't want
their hand so that you guys can move forward with this as what's been stated. I don't have a problem with what you're doing, but I do have a problem with Medina not giving you guys the numbers.
Well, I'm hoping by sending this, it lights a fire underneath the feet a little bit more, which makes them sit down and have a little bit more conversations to get it, you know. But if we kind of give them an idea as to what we're looking for, that kind of gives them a better idea. I think gives Chief a better idea to kind of come up with some numbers.
Just for clarification, we've been with Montville for over 50 years, and it's usually a 2 or 3 year month negotiation. So September, October is when it usually started. You guys trying to get the levy on, that's expedited it. This wasn't even on our radar until probably September, end of this month, that you would start negotiating. So it got ramped up because of this levy. We're not withholding, but we can't do it. We weren't planning on it, so fall.
And to be fair, this letter
will. The question is, if you weren't planning on negotiating with Medina Township till the fall, our contract is up as in June, so you never were planning on negotiating with Medina Township.
We requested an extension.
We requested all our contracts end at the same time.
Yeah.
But technically, we didn't ask for an extension until, the contract was up in July. We asked basically, I believe my thing was May, I think I started asking the mayor in regards. So technically, yeah, we would have come up, if we would have asked for the extension, that contract would have ended and we would have been, who knows where,
at fire service.
We would have been without a contract in regards to where we go from there.
I think something should be put in the contract then that when negotiations need to be done by X date or whatever, say it's a 3 year contract, negotiations need to be started 6 months before or whatever. That would be worded in there. That's so right. That this doesn't happen again, is my concern.
I agree.
Is that negotiations, I understand, is a difficult thing with the city and the township being the city's council and we're the township trustees there. It's a whole lot easier. But we need to have something in the contract to say, okay, this is what it needs to start, and it needs to be done by X date.
I agree with you, just because nothing good happens when you're rushed.
No.
So I have to agree with you, and that's a great point. I've already put it in my notes. So definitely agree with you on that one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else?
What's the hourly difference between Medina City and Brunswick Hills?
Pay-wise? The city is, for a ballpark number, because they are all over the board, $24 an hour. I know Brunswick Hills is significantly less. I don't know what that number is.
Yeah, I knew they were less.
Yeah. I think in the $16, $18, my guess, but don't quote me on that.
Matt?
Matt Payne, 2771 Marks Road. It's a huge undertaking. I'm glad you guys are stepping up and trying to make an improvement to the system. Going back to what you were saying about, I don't even know what year you're talking about, year and a half span, people not showing up.
2016, okay. Half seven.
But what do we have for weekend coverage now? We don't have anything, do we?
Nothing.
Okay. So this is to look forward and not to go back on that. What do we have for holidays? Any coverage or? So hopefully, they're trying to put something together to bring weekend coverage and holiday coverage. Let it be Medina City or Brunswick Hills Township. But I think we all deserve some type of better coverage. The fact is, in today's world, volunteers aren't out there. That's a fact. Fact two is, even people taking full-time tasks for fire and police is way down. Fire departments have canceled tests in the past couple of years because there aren't people to take tests to hire. There's cities out east that have gone together, seven or eight cities, and they're given one test and they're all picking off one list just to get enough people. So, you know, to sit back and run off volunteers and maybes, it's not good enough for myself or my family. That's the way I feel, or township that I live in. So it's an undertaking that needs to be researched and bids and some kind of formal contract that we're guaranteed a service.
Thank you, Matt. Anyone else? Once, twice, three times. This time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Ravis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Anything else in front of the board tonight?
I've got nothing.
Angel, anything else? Denny, Chief, Elaine, nothing else?
Yeah.
This time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township Trustees' regular scheduled meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Ravis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 8:02 p.m.
Here, you stay out of trouble.